Man, I am so excited because Freddie Kiger just walked in, and you make my day, buddy.
Well, you know, we have a good time.
Yeah, I do appreciate your being here.
I auditioned with you before I started doing the Countdown to Kickoff.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What did you do for that audition?
You asked me to, because I was working with the Tar Heel Sports, well, I was working with the Tar Heel Sports Network as their statistician.
Yeah, exactly.
And Bob Holliday had given me the call. And so someone over there, maybe it was you, maybe it was Jim Hevner, who thought, well, let's perhaps bring him in and do some of the Countdown to Kickoff reporting.
Yeah.
But I had to have an audition, and I had an audition with you, and you handed me some sports copy from the AP and just asked me to go through it.
And what did I say?
And you said, well, I think there's some potential here.
Did I really say that?
Yes, you did. I'll never forget it. It was in the big control room in WCHL when we were down there at the bottom of the hill at Eastgate.
All right.
Well, I think there's some potential here.
Well, I think there's still some potential here.
I'll try to get it right.
That's hilarious, man. I didn't know you from Adam at that time, I guess.
No.
Wow.
You had just come to Chapel Hill?
Yeah, that goes back a long way. Yeah, because that first year in 1977, Warren Levinson did the first two games.
Right. And you know what? I'm sorry, it was 78.
It was?
78.
Okay, well, then I've been there almost
Well, we
a
got
year.
A new one another, but not professionally speaking.
Yeah. Wow. I probably said it jokingly then, if I knew you.
No. Like, we didn't know each other that well. You were giving me the professional line. At least you didn't show me the back door.
I think there's some potential here, Freddie.
you were being kind.
Man, well, hey, let's move on to the trivia question today.
Today, because
you want to come back and work on Countdown to Kickoff, by the way?
Got
it kicking off here soon.
Speaking of football.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that time of year when everybody starts coming back.
Absolutely.
Whether it be high school or college or what have you.
Exciting time of the year.
So we're going to do a question about UNC football and the presidency.
Oh, good. Okay. I'm ready.
When UNC played its first game, its first season, the year was 1888.
You were a Tar Heel fan back then, weren't you?
I was. I was an incoming freshman. Who was the United States president before I matriculated in 1888 to the University of North Carolina?
The U.S. president in 1888.
Who was the U.S. No, 1888.
Oh, 1888.
Who was the U.S. president when Carolina played its first football game in its long history?
Yeah. Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together. The inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Conger, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL. Freddie Kiger, you want to know who was the United States president in 1888
when Carolina played its first game, football game?
I'm going to say I have no clue. I have to think about it. It was too long.
The president who gave, he didn't give birth, but his wife gave birth to the first baby born in the White House or the Executive Mansion.
Okay.
And therefore originated what we have still today, because of her name, the Baby Ruth candy bar.
Oh.
Grover Cleveland.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting little tidbit.
Yes. A lot of people think, oh, that's a name for Babe Ruth.
Or Ruth.
Au contraire, mon frère.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah.
But Grover Cleveland is
Cleveland. Baby Ruth.
Yeah.
So the next time you reach for a Baby Ruth, think of Grover Cleveland, and you also will be thinking, well, this guy was president when Carolina played his first football game.
Wow. Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's been a pleasure.
It has been. Let's get together again.
All right. It's a date.
All right.